Hello, Glenridge family. My name is Nqobile Adigun, and I'll be sharing with you today from Luke 10, verse 38 to 42. The account of Martha and Mary is a well-known one, one used to, and rightfully so, remind us to sit at the feet of Jesus. That is my hope today, that as I take us through this 5-verse-long account, we can remember to, like Mary, choose what is better. And we'll also learn a few lessons from Martha. The account reads as follows. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Jesus with his disciples is welcomed by Martha into her home. The thing I'd like to point out here is the description saying Martha opened her home to him. How beautiful to welcome the King of Kings into our home. In our case today, into our hearts. Yes, when we first make the decision to give our lives to Jesus by confessing with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believing in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. But after that, by walking with him as Adam did in the cool of the day, seeking him out before anything or anyone else. In other words, welcoming him into our home as Martha did. The account shifts the spotlight to Mary next, who according to scripture sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. Doing in essence what Jesus had taught earlier in his journey, that we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto us. What does that look like? Time in the Word, meditating in Scripture, taking in Jesus' teachings as Mary so hungrily did, that at the risk of offending her sister, at the risk of guests going unfed or potentially being called a terrible hostess, she first sat at the feet of Jesus. The focus shifts next off to Martha. She's described as distracted, and this by all the preparations that had to be made. What is distracting you, dear friend? Is it deadlines at work, the needs of the family, social media, the side hustle, worries that crowd your mind, people who need your attention? If so, I implore you to sit at Jesus' feet like Mary, but to, like Martha, go to Jesus. Martha could have picked a fight with Mary, but she went straight to Jesus. With her feelings of jealousy and indignation towards the situation, she went to Jesus. Go to Jesus. You might be early like Mary or a little bit late in getting there like Martha, but go to Jesus. Martha says to Jesus, "Lord, don't you care? I myself have asked this in my own life at times. Lord, don't you care?" Martha tells Jesus her problem and even offers a solution. "Tell her to help me." What solutions has our limited wisdom brought to Jesus? Is it, "Fix that person, Lord, so they can make my life easier. Tell my boss to give me a raise." Jesus, so gracious and merciful and kind, responds with such intuition. Notice that Martha tells Jesus one problem, but Jesus sees deeper into her heart and says, "You are worried and upset about many things." Jesus knows our hearts intimately. We tell him one problem and he sees deeper than we even can into our own hearts, and he stays to save the day. He provides a better solution, better than the one Martha had proposed. "Only one thing is needed," he responds, and that is sitting at his feet and listening to what he has to say. I implore you to, like Martha, open your home to Jesus. And if you are distracted and frustrated, run to him and tell him. And like Mary, choose what is better and it will not be taken away from you. And remember that our King is gracious and loving and kind, and he has the perfect solution to every problem. And he really, really sees what is going on in our hearts.